Natsari, Marcel. Marcel Natsari, or Najari, was a Greek Jew who was deported to Auschwitz in April 1944. He survived the war and in 1947 wrote down some memoirs. In 1980, a thermos bottle was found near the ruins of Crematorium III at Birkenau, containing several handwritten pages in Greek, which are signed with Natsari's name. In 1991, 20 years after Natsari's death, a text was published as a book that presumably stems from him as well. Natsari never testified at any trial or made any other public statement, as far as is known. Among all the manuscripts allegedly found in Auschwitz, Najari's account comes closest to the final version of the Orthodox narrative on exterminations at Auschwitz-Birkenau, although his descriptions are very terse and superficial and contain exaggerations and false claims common to many false testimonies. He claimed an impossible packing density of 3,000 people in the alleged gas chamber, morgue number 1 of crematoria 2 and 3, which had 210 square meters, resulting in more than 14 people per square meter. Rather than showers, he mentioned only pipes on the ceiling, which is true, as there were real showers in that room, requiring pipes at the ceiling. Men and women undressed separately, which contradicts the Orthodox narrative, but makes perfect sense. The victims allegedly took soap into the gas chamber. This most certainly would never have happened, considering the mess this would have created, and the effort necessary to retrieve and clean these soap pieces afterwards, or the waste to just throw them away. The gas was poured through openings into the room. His text does not contain any reference to any Zyklon B introduction devices, as claimed by the current Orthodox narrative. The execution time was implausibly short, 6 or 7 minutes. Executions in U.S. gas chambers, using the same poison, took on average some 10 minutes. However, in those cases, the poison was released instantly and completely right beneath the victim. In Auschwitz, the gas had to slowly evaporate and dissipate throughout a large room, without any means to accelerate this process. See the entry on homicidal gas chambers. The doors were opened after only half an hour, but that would not even have been enough for all hydrogen cyanide to evaporate from the Zyklon B carrier, let alone for the ventilation of a room filled with poison gas and jammed with people, preventing any efficient air exchange. In fact, Najari doesn't even mention any ventilation. Hence, it looks like he didn't even think it was necessary. The bodies were cremated in the furnaces, quote, without the use of fuel, because of all the body fat they have, unquote, although self-immolating bodies simply do not exist. Each body allegedly produced only some 640 grams of ashes, or a little less than 1.5 pounds, which is less than a fifth of the actual amount of ashes, resulting from cremating an average body weighing 70 kilograms, 3.5 kilograms, or some 5% of the original body mass. He claimed that 1,400,000 victims were gassed, a figure 40% higher than what the orthodoxy assumes, but all he could have known is how many people were quote-unquote processed during the time he was there. For more details, see Heliotis 2018, Metonio 2021, pages 283 to 289.